And suddenly when you're like, the water is above you,
yeah.
and you are think that you are gonna drown and you're gonna die,
yeah.
It's like, no way, this is not gonna happen this way.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast from Barcelona, Spain, with another incredible woman in tech, Karina, with abckit.com. Am I saying it right? No, myabckit.com.
Yes.
And she is revolutionizing the world for kids. Tell us, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure.
I'm super excited to be here. I hope that I can
answer all your questions. I'm excited you're here. Yes.
I'm a mom. I think that's the first thing that I need to say. And I'm also the CEO of My ABC Kid. And yeah, what we're doing is we're creating an app in order to help kids to read and write in a more efficient way. That's basically what we're doing. And we're doing this in a playful way and also getting data so kids can learn based on their preferences and on one thing that is called adaptive learning.
So what inspired you to want to create My ABC Kid?
Normally in schools, the schools tells you what to think. So one of the things that we want to accomplish in the long term is to help kids to think on their own terms. Not because someone tells you this is the things that you need to learn, but this is the things that you are in love with. This is the things that you want to learn with. So that's the main thing that inspires us. So we want to actually change a lot of things on the current education system, and we're starting just by teaching kids to read and write with the content that they like and on their own pace, so no one can tell them, hey, you're too slow, or you are learning too fast, or no, you're learning on your own terms.
And when was your company created?
It was last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's congratulations.
It's just one year.
That's amazing. And have you raised money?
We're currently, we're in the process of raising money, and we hope we close it very soon.
Oh, congratulations. And how large is your team?
We're four. We're a team of four, mostly women, and except by our CTO, that is a man.
And were you interested in technology before your company, or was this...
I've always been in technology.
When did you first fall in love with technology?
I actually didn't fall in love with technology. I was like forced to go into technology. And,
really?
Yeah.
That's unique. You don't usually hear that.
I was in the university, so that was like the last year. And suddenly one of the teachers that we had, he was like, hey, from now on, you will need to send all the homework to email. And we didn't know at that moment what was in email. I mean, it was like 25 years ago.
Right, right.
And suddenly we were like in this huge room with all people from computers, and we didn't know what a computer was.
Yeah.
And that was my first introduction into technology. And then after that, it was like, wow, this is a whole new thing.
Yeah.
I love it. This is the way that I want to develop my career. And that's I've been in technology like since then.
And what are your interests specifically in technology? Like, where are your competencies? Do you code?
Design. No, I design and I do user experience.
And what is user experience for everybody listening that doesn't know?
Actually, develop a better experience with a product or a service that you use. That's it.
So it's kind of like designing, like, you know, when you're walking down the storefronts and you design the mannequins in the window?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like how you interact with what's going on.
Yeah, it's how would you interact with a product, a digital product, and to say, hey, when you get this email, the email needs to talk to you in this specific way. So you are engaged with that and you understand everything, and it's super simple and super easy.
What is this, your first company?
No, this is my third company.
Whoa. What, were your other two companies in tech as well?
Yes. They were all in user experience. The first one that I created, I think that I was around 21 years, and I just finished my career because I studied Montessori methodology, so I finished before everyone else.
Yeah.
And suddenly I someone offered me the opportunity to actually create a company, and I did it. And I saw it when I was 25, and I came here to...
So wait... Someone gave you the opportunity to create a company, and then you sold it when you were 25, and now you're about to move on to the next topic? No, what was that company, and who introduced you to that world, and then how did you have it acquired?
The company was about user experience, so we were developing the first websites and the first services, digital services for insurance companies in Mexico. So... I saw it because I was going to come here in Spain in order to take a sabbatic year.
Right.
And because I was super stressed doing an MBA and all this stuff that you do when you have all this energy. And I wanted to take this whole year of doing nothing.
Right.
Of course, I didn't do it. And the third month that I was here, I just started to work with someone else. And I sold it to one of my partners in Mexico.
Incredible. I mean, most people at 21, 22 are in a bar partying, and you're building companies.
I was paying salaries at that moment.
That's amazing. And then what was your second company?
My second company I created here was called Larkinauta, and it was about user experience. So we were developing huge, great user services for airplane companies, and it was, I think it was 12 years of that.
You know, especially having three companies now, you've had to overcome a lot of challenges. How do you overcome challenges? What's the kind of mentality that you have?
The challenges that we face are all challenges that any founder challenges. Money, team, fitting to market, a lot of things. But I've always think that which is the worst thing that can happen?
Right.
Which is the worst thing? That I get out of money? Okay, so I close.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that can happen? That my product doesn't lie to a lot of people? Okay, we can iterate from that. What's the worst thing that can happen? Yeah. I always think in the terms that if I don't try it, the worst thing that can happen, I can handle it.
Yeah. And what's one thing you've learned about yourself in achieving your dreams? Because you achieve your dream again and again and again.
I think that one of the things that I realized mostly the last year is that I'm stronger than I think. I didn't know that I was this strong and that I can overcome through a lot of things that happened, mostly the last year, because last year we ran out of money and we didn't know what to do. And suddenly when you're the water is above you and you are think that you are going to drown and you're going to die, it's no way, this is not going to happen this way.
What's something you look for in a team when you're putting a team together?
Transparency. We need to be aligned in the things that we can accomplish in the long term. For example, one of the things that we were super attracted with the people that we hired, Elena, is she's super compromised with education. And this is something that we value a lot because in the startup world, mostly here in Barcelona, people are moving because of money. And since we are a early stage startup, we cannot compete with a lot of companies just because of the money.
Right.
We need to compete because of higher values.
I love that. And speaking of Helenas in the world, we met through a Helena, a different Helena, but we met. Tell me a little bit about her. I want to give her a shout out. She's just this amazing human.
Well, I met Elena because she's also an investor, and before when we were looking for money on the previous fund that we were doing, I met her, and she has gave me a lot of insights on how to do it and She's been kind of our mentor.
She's just incredible. You guys have to check out, it's Helena Torres, and we'll include her Twitter in the show notes as well. She's just been a valuable resource here in Barcelona, and I've been meeting so many incredible women in tech thanks to her. But I hope everybody could meet Helena once in their life in person, because it's like meeting like the coolest celebrity or something. Like,
yes.
Like, it's so rad. And where do you want to go from here? What's next for you?
Well, the next thing this year, we just start monetizing this month.
Congratulations.
This month, yes.
So that's huge.
That's huge. That's a huge step.
So, and how do you monetize?
We have a premium version of my ABC Kit. So
yeah.
Parents can pay for each month or each quarter or yearly.
Cool.
And also we have a lifetime subscription. So that's the way that we monetize.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
And the next steps is we need to hire more people. And we want to raise 1 million euros by the end of the year.
I'm sure that you will, 100%. And what would you tell, you know, people wanting to start a company now or looking to move forward, what resources can they find in Barcelona to help assist them in getting there?
I think that one of the things that is super incredible is that you need to speak with other founders. For me, it has been like the key thing in order to start something. You need to speak with people who have passed through the same situations that you will pass.
Right.
Because that will give you perspective. And probably you won't understand everything that they will explain you, but that will give you a perspective of the things that you might be bumping up when you're creating something. Because, I mean, you know that the emotions, mostly on the CEOs, is like, oh, this is something that's going to be amazing one day.
Right.
And during the same day, it's like, oh, this is a failure. We need to change everything. And on the next day, it's a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster. How can people connect with you?
They can reach me by email, or they can tweet me.
To connect with you via email, like, people can email Karina, K-A-R-I-N-A, at myabckit.com. And if you'd like to tweet Karina, go to at K-A-R-I-N-A-I. So, Karina, how many companies are you going to build in your life?
I still have one thing to do.
Just one?
Right now, yes. I think that at some moment I would like to create a different kind of a school, like art school, something like that. I want to explore different ways of teaching kids, not just by technology, but actually to let them face the real challenges.
Totally. How many users right now does my ABC Kit have?
We have 5,000.
So it means you're impacting 5,000 children's lives.
Yes.
That's some incredible. Thank you so much for
you're
spending
welcome.
Your time.
Thank
with
you
the
so much for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. You guys, if you want to connect with more incredible women in tech like Karina, go to womenintechvip.com. That takes you straight to the Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. That way you don't have to go searching through all the Facebook groups. It takes you right there. This has been Esprit Devora. Remember to tweet at me at Women in Tech Show or at Esprit Devora, whatever you prefer. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys. Hear you guys. See you guys in the next episode.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.